It's the Between the Lines off-season program launch edition. Mike Wobschall, voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, we're inside the Winter Park Fieldhouse on the day the Vikings have launched their off-season program. It's a 9-week voluntary program, started today, ends June 15th at the conclusion of the mandatory minicamp. The boys are back in town.
Are you comfortable making a 2017 record prediction?
Yeah, we may as well just start the thing with a record prediction.
The schedule's coming out later this week.
Yep.
You know what we've done in free agency.
Mm-hmm.
What about jumping on Vikings.com and banging your fist for who you have to have at 48? Are you comfortable doing that?
Another really good idea. It would be the last Between the Lines report that we would ever do if we did either one of those.
Yeah, the draft coming up is very intriguing with no first-round pick. Actually, the first-round pick is Sam Bradford, which is really cool. But from 48 and having five picks for the first four rounds, I'm infatuated with that. The schedule release, which we will make funky for you at Vikings.com. You're going to love that.
Mm-hmm.
Schedule is going to shake out pretty cool going to London, too. And like you said, with organized team activities starting now, this is the official beginning of the 2017 dream.
The off-season program has started right now.
Organized, is this an OTAs?
No, they come later.
Holy cow.
Those are in May. You can go to Vikings.com to find out all about that right now because we have an article up there that details the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have a number of topics to go over, so let's do it in pithy fashion.
Okay.
We'll start with a man that you've already mentioned, Sam Bradford.
Yes.
Year two for Sammy as a Viking. What are you expecting?
I really, really like Sam last year, and I think he gives you a chance to win at a high level as your quarterback. Same stuff we've talked about and or you've heard repeatedly this offseason. If you protect him, if you can run the ball, and if you can get explosive in the passing game, then I think Sam the man's going to be good for you. So I'm cool with Sam Bradford as quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings.
Teddy Bridgewater continues his rehab, another one of our quarterbacks on the roster, and we will root him on as he rehabs the injury that he sustained at the end of training camp last year. Not fun that Teddy is injured, but fun to watch a comeback.
Yeah, and with Teddy, in Adrian Peterson-like fashion, I'm not going to rule Teddy out simply because I've seen online reports that he's definitely going to miss 2 years, career may be over, all that. In fact, I'm on the other side of that. I'm not buying into any of that. Now, I'm not saying he's going to be a quarterback who plays games for the Vikings next year or even the backup quarterback to start the year, but I'm not ruling out Teddy Bridgewater wearing a Vikings uniform in 2017.
Pat Shurmur is the offensive coordinator. Is that a talker for us here in the offseason? And when we get to Mankato at training camp, is it a new offense? Is it something that we're going to be talking about over the course of the next couple months?
Well, why I think it's a talker is because there's some unpredictability to what's going to happen. I mean, I guess you can look back at Philadelphia and St. Louis and Cleveland and some other spots where he's had his hand significantly in the offense, and you can look at what they did and kind of expect it here, but I don't necessarily think that's the case. So I think the unpredictability of having Shurmur with the entire offseason to implement his plan, Bradford with the entire offseason to completely absorb everything that transpires here. The talkability for me will be exactly how he's going to orchestrate this in unison with the new running back they got who's hurt right now. But when Latavius is ready to go, that's going to be a valued asset. And, of course, you have the draft. So I think those are the talkers.
Yeah, and I think there were some things upon which the Vikings offense can build once Shurmur took over and was calling plays. Kyle Rudolph produced very well at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Sam had a very high completion percentage, so we want to be able to stretch the field a little bit more, and that could be something that Pat Shurmur and his crew will work on here over the course of the offseason. One of Pat Shurmur's new tools is running back Latavius Murray. Team announced that he was going to have surgery and would not participate in the offseason program as he recovers from that. Are you okay with that?
I really have no choice. I mean, the fact that the team said it knew about the malady when it opted to sign him, if you look at the deal, with all due respect to Latavius, it's not a bank-breaking kind of deal. Not saying that they would find a way out on him into the season, but it's not a huge deal. So the way I look at Latavius Murray and Jerick McKinnon and the fact that I do believe the Vikings will draft a running back coming up in the draft in a couple of weeks is I don't exactly know who the top running back's going to be. And I think that has talkability into how the offensive coordinator wants to operate things, is that we're going to have a stable of diverse and versatile running backs.
Yes.
Where a lot of it has started and stopped with Adrian Peterson. And while I believe Adrian's Hall of Famer, Adrian did it one way, between the tackles or with that elite cutback, and was very difficult to stop. It's going to look different and be different this year.
Adrian was very good running in tight quarters down inside the 10, inside the 5 on the goal line. Now, he was hurt a bunch of games last year, so we didn't get to see it. Latavius Murray also good at that. He had 12 touchdowns last year, and I don't know how many of them came from inside the 5, but it was a lot because I watched all of them. Plus, we signed Riley Reiff and Mike Remmers, two good run blockers. So maybe we've made some strides in the running game this offseason.
Well, not to get too hardcore all 22 here, but Latavius is very smart. And whatever hole is open for Latavius Murray, he's going to hit that hole.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're inside the five and the center and or whichever guard open a hole for Murray, he'll hit that hole and score the touchdown. With Peterson, the hole may have been there, but he may not have trusted the situation, but was so athletically gifted and powerful, he could cut back and still get what you needed. Latavius is going to do it by the book, and if the hole's there, he'll score.
All right, now, since Mike Zimmer and his defensive staff took over here in 2014, follow me with this. Mm-hmm. Everson Griffin became a starter and has flourished. Danielle Hunter, have you liked his development?
Stud.
Shamar Stephen, seventh-round pick. You like that?
Fantastic.
Linval Joseph, pretty good free agent signing.
Best 4-3 nose tackle in the NFL.
Get creative with Brian Robinson, kicking him inside on sub packages.
And Daytone Jones.
That's where I'm going. We signed Daytone Jones away from the Green Bay Packers. Mm-hmm. Aren't you excited to see what we do with him?
Well, I like versatility on the defensive line because even back to his days in Cincinnati, the way Mike Zimmer rotates things with either his safeties or his defensive line keeps people fresh not only during games but during months and during December. And he's not afraid to rotate guys in certain situations. You put Jones in there. The thing about Daytone is I've never felt he was the fastest defensive lineman in the history of the NFL, but he's very powerful. He's very strong in his upper body. And I think he is absolutely a 4-3 defensive end. I think he'll play a little more than people may think. And I like the Daytone Jones signing a lot.
Could even kick him inside to play defensive tackle, bulk up that position.
That probably will happen.
Given what the Vikings defensive staff has done with defensive linemen, totally trust them with a guy like Daytone Jones and with drafting a defensive tackle or defensive end at some point this year. You have Stephen Weatherly coming up as well. He's a project for the staff.
Right.
Speaking of the draft, what do you expect from the draft? This is our last topic. The draft is coming up next week. You're doing a show, I believe, on Friday night.
Yep, KFAN. So
people can check that out. You'll be talking about the draft and the build-up to the show on your daily show on KFAN 9 to noon. Draft, your thoughts.
The Vikings have 5 picks through the first 4 rounds, and I'd really, really like them to take 2 offensive linemen during that time, maybe one at 48 who can compete maybe with the right guard to try to play. But the thing about having 5 picks through the first 4 rounds is you have flexibility to move around a little bit. I'm not a huge fan this year of moving around a ton and giving up those picks in the 3rd or 4th round.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a really good year to be loaded up in the middle of the draft. Spielman put this team in that position last year with Miami and by having the picks that we have through the middle part of the draft. So this could be a year there's not a lot of wheeling and dealing. Got to hit on those picks, and some of those picks are going to have to play and play now.
All right, that's it for this edition of the Between the Lines off-season program launch edition. Plenty more to come on Vikings.com over the next 9 weeks because all the Vikings players are back here in the building for the voluntary program. Plus, you have the draft, the rookie mini camp, the schedule release, tons of really cool stuff coming up. That's all the topics we have. Good job, Nate Vaughn, holding up the camera the whole time. Thanks for coming in and hanging out with us.
My man.
See you guys later.